from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, here we go. You got your headphones on, Bob. We'll get started here. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia. In Peters Township, visit them, southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Okay, we opened the phone lines, and so now we're going to go there and get us started, City Limits.
Let's go to Joe in Pittsburgh.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
What do you got for us, sir?
So, I believe that Ben Charrington is scared to make a trade.
Why?
Because he's, if you look back at the trades that he's made, almost none of them have turned out to be good.
Well, Joey Bart was a nice pickup, I'll give him that.
That's true. But, like, big deadline deals, like, Jack Sawinski was one of the only good players that he got from that.
Well, I mean, I think that if you're scared to make trades, you probably should resign as a general manager.
Yeah, because this, I think he needs a little Jim Rutherford DNA.
Right.
You know, just say, look, I'm getting up there. We've been here long enough. We need to start winning.
Yeah, at some point, you just got to go for it.
Yeah, and I think people understand
and I don't know
what happens when you do that. Sometimes you do give up a prospect or two, so be it.
Yeah. And I don't know that really what we're asking the Pirates to do is go for it, are we?
Just give it a chance.
I mean, you know, I think people, right, Bob? I think most people are saying just go get somebody that's going to be better than Michael A. Taylor and, you know, even Palacios and who else they got that's at the black hole.
Oliveris or
all those
G1
guys,
Bay
yes.
Or...
Call even Connor Joe. Get yeah. somebody that's better than these guys.
There are a bunch of role players who are good on teams that have a lot of talent in front of them. They can come in and do something. But the more they're out there, the more they're exposed for being what they are, which, again, is no disrespect. Just to get to the big leagues is pretty good. But you're a role player. You're not an everyday player. Those are hard to find. So you do need to go out and get some. And, again, Jazz Chisholm was one of those guys who I thought could have solved their present need and their future need. That's why he, along with Luis Robert, are the two guys I liked and I still like, because they give you something more than one. You know, if they're looking at the future, fine. This would solidify your center field for the next couple of years, too.
Right. I would say, again, all you're asking them to do is be a little bit better than what they have. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know that that means going all in. Like, Bob, I mean, the guys that we're talking about, the Brent Rookers and the Taylor Wards and the, you know, I guess Chisholm's gone, but what's the other guy's name from Florida? De La Cruz. You know, I mean, that whole group, I don't know that it's going to take that much to get one of those guys. You know, the A's have said, well,
it's a bad. The A's, I heard, are now backing off that they want to keep those guys, he and Blade, around. But that all that means is they're trying to play a game.
Right.
They want more from you. If you know, I'm sure if they were once thought of as trade possibilities, they still are. It's just that they want more in return.
And I get a kick out of this. It's one of these things where I would tell you the most important thing is, okay, like, if you have to throw in your 17th or 18th prospect to make something happen, why would you not do that to try and win this year? Anyway, next call.
Go to Jason in Shaler.
Hey guys, what's going on?
What's up, Jason?
How you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
I'm doing great. You know, I've been trying to like think about what they should have done like after Nicky G got hurt. You know, I think right there should have been like, oh my, we better do something. I mean, you have Reynolds out. I know he's coming back. You have Rowdy, who's been playing better, not great, but you still have a lot of hole there. You still have a lot of holes to fill, you know. And I was just thinking about all the stuff that my man, Sultan of Stop and the Prince of Pause, Mr. Paul Zeiss, have been going on and talking about. He's been really on point with some of the things that they should be doing. There should have been a phone call made the minute they thought that Nicky G wasn't coming back. There should have been a call maybe a couple weeks ago just to get on top of this thing, because it is now. It is now where we need to look at what's going on with the Pittsburgh Pirates, where we're at, where our pitching is at, where our potential is at, if we can just only add a few more pieces.
But here's the thing. This team, do you agree with me? This team is not far.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, they're not.
No. You're a few bats away. Maybe you're one. I mean, I like where the pitching is at, but you are a few bats away from being with everybody else who's trying to do what you're doing, and that's make the playoffs. That's the biggest thing. Get to the playoffs. With our pitching, we can match up against any team in the National League right now.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's why that best of three series intrigues me, and my goal would be just to get to it and see what happens, because with those three pitchers that they can send out there, you're going to be in every single game. And it doesn't matter, all three will be on the road. So what? If you pitch better than the other team, you're going to have a chance to win those games and move on. And just imagine the intensity of the fan base, how things would be evolving here in terms of an excitement point of view. You've denied them this many years. Now show them a little love. And more importantly, I think show your team, the people inside that clubhouse. They've been battling for you. They need help. They're putting up a sign. We need a little bit of help. And if you don't answer it, then I think that could have a negative effect on people in that locker room.
Right. That's the thing I would say is, if you don't make a deal and your clubhouse, all the guys are sitting around the clubhouse and they're looking around the league at all the teams they're chasing have made deals, that probably doesn't help. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, go make a deal. All right, what you got next, City Limits?
We got Dave in Farmington.
Go ahead, Dave.
Hello. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, the problem now is the same problem in the offseason. They don't want to spend any money. I mean, if you go back to 2015,
yeah, but this has,
I think,
this specific thing I don't think has anything to do with money. You know, Winker was available – and he only makes $2 million a year, and he's a rental player. They could have done that. He has a better OPS than a lot of guys on their team. You know, Jesse Winker's is a proven major league player, I think. He may not be elite, but he's better than what they have. They could have done that. Instead, the Mets go on and do it.
Right, yeah. But according to Parado yesterday, that Charrington has the freedom to do whatever he wants, but he can't increase payroll any. So until he gets rid of somebody like Chapman and Perez and Grandall and Michael A. Taylor, you're not going to see any moves.
I don't know if I believe that he's not allowed to. Based on what Nutting said, unless this is all just a bunch of rhetoric, I don't know what is right. I mean, their payroll, you could bring in any of the elite players in the game right now, and their payroll would only go up by $30 million a year. It's not that tough.
The kid.
Well, they're not going to do that.
Well, again, the kid. Here's the thing, Bob. The guy that the Orioles traded, or the Phillies got from the Orioles. What's his name? Chris Hayes? Is that his name?
Austin Hayes.
Okay. Austin Hayes.
Austin would know that.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hello, Austin.
So Austin Hayes makes $6.3 million this year, which means if the Pirates would have went out and got him, they would have had to pay about maybe 2.8 of that. They're not making – that is not enough money for them not to make the deal.
Right. Neither is Winker.
Especially, and this is the most important thing, especially when I bet you they could find somebody they could trade either Perez or Gonzalez to and save four or five. You know, if they traded Gonzalez, they'd save about $5 million. If they traded Perez, they'd save about $3 million. So you got the money right there if you really are that up against it financially. So I don't necessarily know that I agree that, well, this is all Nutting's doing. I think what happens in this town is that we decide that Nutting is the enemy or he's the evil one, right? And so all things come back to Nutting. But when I look at Ben Cherington over 5 years, please explain to me all of the hitters that have developed, that were drafted and developed under him.
Yeah, it's a very short list at all.
Please explain all of the great trades that he made. You want to give him credit for drafting Paul Skenes? And I know there's people, well, I mean, there was a chance that he could have taken the other guy that was available. I don't think there was any chance he was ever going to take anybody but Skenes. But whatever. Let's give him credit for drafting Skenes. But here's the other thing. If you look at his and listen to him and you look at his MO, it is to be very, very, very conservative all the time when it comes to trades. It is to be this prospect hoarder, you know what I mean? And one of these analytics guys who's in love with the idea that they're smarter than everybody else. They're all Billy Bean. They're all Moneyball guy. They're all going to find Scott Hatteberg and you know, put him on first base, and they're going to win the division because they found a guy who nobody else wanted, but he has good on-base, good on-base percentage and other numbers that are hidden. That's the way he goes about his job. He really believes that he's smarter than everybody else, and he really believes he's smarter than the system. He really believes that if he goes out, he's going to find all these diamonds in the rough, and they're going to be coming, and they're going to come up, and it's going to be a validation of him and the way that he's built this organization from the ground up. Well, that's great. It's great, but guess what? It's high time to stop letting him off the hook by saying it's all Nutting. Because it's not. Go ahead.
The only thing that matters in the analytics world to me is your record. I don't care about all the other stuff. Ultimately, you're responsible for the record. They have 5 years of Ben Cherington now. They can make assessments accordingly. Analytics haven't done much, have they, to their wins and losses. You can help your analytics by getting some actual power in here. People can actually hit the ball a little bit. That would help all analytics. But most importantly, it would help these pitchers who go out and pitching well and get very few run supports on a daily basis. That's regardless of any number you look at, you still need to improve the bottom line number, which are wins. How do you do it? Go out and get some bats. That'll help for now. But again, they've waited a long time here, and you only have so many hours now left before you can do it. And the waiver system is not the same. It changed a couple of years ago. So, you know, your ability to acquire players now for the next 2 months is very limited.
Well, again, I just think that, you know, sometimes we spend way too much time blaming Bob Nutting for everything wrong with the Pirates. And while there's obviously a lot of blame that can be go his way and all that stuff, guess what? At the end of the day, he's hired people, baseball people, to make baseball moves. And they, frankly, have not done a good job.
No.
And don't tell me that they'll never they'll never spend money. Really? Because I remember them spending $10.5 million on Aroldis Chapman. Do you remember that?
How about $8 million on Martin Perez?
Yeah, and eight, 12, yeah, was
so
it 12?
$18.5 million.
I think it was $12 million on Gonzalez. Marco Gonzalez.
No, I don't think it was that big.
How big? What was it? What?
No, it's like around five. Like Atlanta's four. Paying a large part of it in Seattle, I think.
What is it? Marco Gonzalez contract. Here we go. Let's look it up.
We're time free.
Oh, I got you, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. Marco Gonzalez. So, all right, it's $3 million. $3 million. Still, they signed him for $3 million.
But if you add it all up, Michael A. Taylor included in there, add it all up, you'll come up with about $30 million that hasn't really helped out all that much.
They signed Telez for $3 million, right? Was Telez about $3 million?
Yeah, it was about $3 or $3.5 million.
Whatever they signed him for. So they have signed some guys. They have given some guys some money, right?
But when you spread it out over eight guys, it's not the same impact as opposed to one or two really good players you could pay $15 to $20 million a year for.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. That's the market. They should be willing to spend the market.
That's the thing I think that's the most frustrating to me. Okay? That's the thing that's the most frustrating to me. It's one of those things where everything that's wrong with the Pirates, it doesn't start with Nutting not spending money, because he's obviously gone out and spent a little bit of money here and there. He's been willing to spend money at times. Now, does he do enough? No. Does he go as far as he needs to? No. But nobody's making that argument. But this thing where it's always Nutting, you know, Ben Cherington should start to feel some of the heat for what's going on, period.
No question. Again, to me, it's simply results. Look at results. Make any excuse you want to. Results. They haven't been good results. They have to change. And when you have a chance to do something now, that would do a lot cosmetically for his case. If they do go out and make a couple of deals and they do somehow get into that, even if they lose in that wild card round, I think people would be very encouraged that they actually did something. By doing nothing, you're letting maybe an opportunity. And who knows next year? Next year may not be anywhere close to this year. There could be injuries. There could be a lot of there's no guarantee you're going to be two out of a wild card as we go into August here.
Right. All right. Who's next?
Let's go to Dave in the car.
I just wanted to say something about like the Pirates situation. This is the job right now. Everything comes down to the next 20 hours here. If we don't make a move and get some, like, real good talent in the outfield, we need to get rid of, like, Taylor's just not getting it done. Selinski's not getting it done. Third base, we need to trade him. I like Hayes, but we got to go. And we need a closer, and we got to offload some salary. So, like, that's what we have to do. And Bart needs to play every day. Rock on with our pitchers. And, like, you know, I have faith. Bye.
I don't know about needing a closer. They have a closer. In fact, they have a pretty good end of the bullpen, I think, the way they're constructed right now. That's not a concern for me. But again, these prospects that you want to protect often never live up to what? You know, I look at a guy like Quinn Priester. They've been waiting for Quinn Priester to take a step in that next direction, and he just doesn't seem to do it. And he's a very highly regarded guy, a first-round pick. These are players I'm talking about, and the longer you wait, the more they're exposed, which means their value in a trade decreases.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, and I think that's the key. You have to understand that all these guys are not going to pan out. That's what I can't quite get to when I see all these people that want to hold on to these guys forever and hold on to them like they're gold. They all, you know, all the conversation begins under the guise of all of these people are 100% sure and certain that these guys are all going to come up and be stars. You don't know if any of them are going to come up and be stars. All right, what do you got for me, Austin?
Here's Bud in Brentwood.
Go, Bud.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I have a theory that may not be popular, but I'm going to throw it out there. I don't think the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to do anything at this trade deadline, and I'll tell you why. Because they have no intentions of letting Paul Skeens pitch into October. I'm very suspicious about this Jared Jones injury because during that particular week, all they did was talk about he was approaching the maximum innings and the most innings he's ever pitched. And then, surprise, he comes down with an injury and now he's done. I don't think they have any intentions of allowing him to pitch again. And could you imagine the outrage if they shut down Skeens in the middle of September? So I think they're just tanking it, like you guys have said the previous few years. I think they want to shut Paul down, and they don't want to just make that announcement.
Well, thank you for the call. I disagree. We've had Shelton on how many times? And I'm not saying that they're not capable of lying, but both Shelton and Charrington have said they have no intention of shutting down Skeens. They both said it,
yeah.
They've both been on the record of saying it.
They've done some things to extend him, you know, give him an extra day, and that's fine. I have no problem with that.
But
if they do shut him down, then you can record the tape that we've had, because they've been very straightforward about it, at least I think, that they don't want to do it.
More importantly, if they're out of the playoff chase, or if they go on a losing streak and then all of a sudden people stop losing interest, people lose interest because it's all now all of a sudden football season, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the number one gate attraction they have?
Paul Skeens.
You really think in September and into October they're not going to try and squeeze at least four or five starts out of him and preferably all at home to make sure that they get as many gates out of him as possible? I mean, they're not going to do that. So that's why I believe them. I think it's entirely possible that they're not going to shut him down the rest of the way.
No, and because they're moving him around a little bit, you don't know which game he's going to pitch either. So, you know, you may buy tickets for a game that you think it's going to be a Paul Skeens day, and it's not. It's a day later.
Right. So, I'm just saying, you know, you got to be kidding me with that. All right, who's up next?
We got your best friend, Paul. It's Greg in Youngstown.
There he is. How are we doing, Greg?
Hey, all right. All right, sitting in my office. You know what? I agree with you, but I disagree with you. I think the GM stinks. I think he's not a good GM. But 20 years of Bob Nutting and all the BS and not picking up players and having the lowest salary out there, baseball salary, I don't want to hear it. The guy's a billionaire. Stop giving this guy a pass. Please.
I didn't give him a pass. Pick up,
he can pick up anybody he wants. He can pick up any player he wants.
I didn't give him a pass, Greg. What I said was everyone points to him all the time, and it gives GM Ben Sherrington a pass. A pass he has not earned. So, yes, there are financial constraints. He doesn't have the same amount of money as the Dodgers and the Yankees to go out and spend for players. But if you look at who they've developed, or better yet, not developed, look at the trades he's made, look at his philosophy when it comes to hoarding prospects and everything else, I mean, some of it has to be on his shoulders, doesn't it?
No, I agree with you. I think the GM stinks. Like I said, I don't think he's a good GM, but the last GM on the Pirates, was it Huntington? Is that Huntington?
Yep.
I knew a guy whose daughter dated his son or whatever it was. He talked to me. He says, Huntington said, told this guy, I'm not allowed to make any moves. Nutting makes all the moves. So don't blame the GM. Please don't. Because Nutting makes the final move on everything. He runs that whole organization. He's the one who controls everything. He's the manager. He's the GM. He's the president. He's everything. And if you guys don't realize this, then we have a big problem. Because he is the problem, not the GM. The GM's only could do what he could do. I bet you the GM says, I want to pick up these two players. No, I'm not paying money for these two guys. Okay, what do you want me to do then? I could bargain based on garbage.
So Bob Nutting, mysterious. So then how did Marco Gonzalez, Aroldis Chapman end up on the Pirates roster at $10.5 million?
They have to do something. They have to do something. Because if he doesn't do anything, then he has egg on his face.
What you're saying, Greg, is that Ben Sherrington has the ability to do some things.
Some things, but not everything. Because I guarantee Sherrington said, hey, look, I want these two players for the offseason. He goes, no, too much money. I'm not going over $100 million. There's no way I'm going to do this. So, I mean, you're telling me that Bob Nutting doesn't tell these guys you're not going to do it. End of story. I mean, I know this guy probably does this. I work for owners. I know how these guys operate.
Okay, well, I appreciate the call, Greg. Some things never change. But again, Bob, if that was the case, there'd be no general manager on the planet that would want to work here.
Goal and confidence level making the playoffs. Like, is that the goal of this season?
100%. We've shown it's attainable. I think you look at the results we've had from the mound. The pitching has been solid. Yeah. I mean, we have some very strong pitchers, but performing well. Obviously, we need more offense. We're a bottom performing team in offensive production, and that's, you all know that as much as I do. We're fully aware of that. We know the areas that need to improve. Some of that has to come from organic improvement from our players now. Has to. And you've seen a couple of bounce backs. We know that is true. How much of it comes from within the organization and outside the organization, I think, is exactly what Ben's working on.
Well, again, I just don't see it. I mean, I think that people, you know, we pick a villain, right? And I'll give you a great example, City Limits and Bob, how we pick a villain and we decide that the villain is the problem and nobody else is. That would be, remember last year when quarterback couldn't throw straight, couldn't hit receivers on time, held the ball too long, took bad sacks, right? Receivers ran bad routes. They couldn't block anybody. And all we wanted to talk about was Matt Canada, Matt Canada, Matt Canada, Matt Canada, Matt Canada, Matt Canada, Matt Canada. Kenny Pickett would overthrow guys by 15 yards. He'd throw the ball to the other team. He would take sacks that he had no business taking, but it was all Matt Canada. Because we had decided that Matt Canada is the villain. We decided that everything wrong with the Steelers was about Matt Canada. And even the Mike Tomlin apologists, right? They even crawled on the bandwagon. Forget that Mike Tomlin is the head coach and Mike Tomlin hired Matt Canada. The problem with the Steelers is Matt Canada screwing up Mike Tomlin's legacy. That's how stupid these discussions get, okay? So one of the things that I always get in trouble with is I look at things from the big picture and objectively, right? and I say, here's this guy's hand in it, which I've said, Bob Nutting has to do much better when it comes to paying for players, paying for payroll, doing things that you operate like you're a baseball club. But guess what? That doesn't mean that everybody else gets a pass, period. And Ben Cherington is the guy right now who should be under the microscope. Because, Bob, do you really believe that if he made a deal for one of these guys we're talking about, and it added $2-3 million to the payroll, do you really think Bob Nutting would say no?
No, no. There are a lot of
he would like not.
I told you, Jesse Winker is $2 million salary.
Right.
That's it. Okay, right. And he's at the end of a deal. It's a 1-year deal he signed. You could bring him here.
And they're
more concerned with protecting prospects, I think, than doing something like this.
And that's Cherington.
You can't have it both ways.
That's Cherington. So. It's just one of these things when that's Cherington you're talking about, Bob.
Yeah.
Right?
And you acquire these guys, you build up a system, right. And that was one of the first things they wanted to build up. Okay, fine. But the system has to produce either people, as he says, organically developing, or you use the guys who are still not tainted and throw them in a trade so you can get what you need.
And the thing about it is you could – if you're Bob Nutting and you're that concerned about adding a million or two, as I said, you go to Ben Cherington. You say, listen, make this deal. Bring this guy in. But then trade Martin Perez. And I don't care what we get back. Just get that $4 million off of our payroll. And now we're basically even. Actually, we're a little ahead and we have a better team. So this idea that somehow it's 100% all Nutting, you're just not paying attention. You're not paying attention to things Ben Cherington says. You're not paying attention to what he did when he was in other organizations. You're not paying attention to what he values as a general manager and where his strengths and weaknesses are as a general manager. He's one of these analytics guys who is the smartest guy in the room. But guess what? It leads him to make a lot of decisions that are very, very conservative and very and don't necessarily.
And conservative is the word you use in these kind of situations.
Right.
They cannot act like this at this time of the year. They know what they have. They also know they're within reach, and you have to go out of your comfort zone once in a while just to do it to give your guys a chance. That's
right.
It.
Right.
It's not asking that much, and it has nothing to do with money for me. And even if it did have something to do with money, it's money well spent if you acquire one of these guys who's under contracts for 2 more years, knowing what the price is. Then you can adjust accordingly in the offseason if you want.
Right.
But with Sawinski being, you know, he was earmarked to be the starting center fielder. That hasn't worked. Taylor hasn't worked. Nobody's worked out there. There is a vacuum out there in center field that they need to be replaced. They got to find somebody who can play it. And there were several candidates available to them. According to reports, and I don't know whether or not to believe all this or not, that they were close on the Chisholm situation. That they were, but they just didn't go far enough. Well, go far enough.
They were second place, Bob. They've placed in second.
Okay, good. What do we get
for
that?
Good for them.
Lovely parting gifts.
Nice little clap for you.
Lovely parting gifts.
Yeah, it's kind of a disgrace. But it's just one of these things where it becomes, I don't know, becomes ridiculous. That we pick a villain and then we decide, okay, this, everything that's wrong here, guess what? It's about this villain, period. All right, let's do one more. We got one more.
Yeah. Let's go to Tim in Indiana.
Gentlemen, do the best. I love listening to both of you.
Thanks, Tim.
Paul was getting ready to have a couple hanging Chad moments there, but he calmed down a little bit. But I really do like both your takes. Perhaps we need to look at the development stage. That is one thing. But one of the things that I want to stress is patience. Okay, and I know, trust me, I'm a Pirate fan. I'm a lot you guys' age. I'm mid-50s. It stinks being a Pirate fan. But I do think he's going to make some trades. But they want sustainability. And, you know, we don't know. As soon as Cherington made those comments yesterday, I knew Pirate fans were going to jump all over that because he said, well, I had trades I didn't want to pull. We don't know what they were. You know, like the Arizona trade that Stickman and Crowley mentioned this morning, he was mad because they give up like 12, 13, and 15 prospects. We don't know that they didn't go to the Pirates and say, listen, we want Chandler. We don't know that. So he's going to make some moves. I think they're going to be moves that is going to surprise people, because I don't know that they're going to be short-term moves. They're going to be for long range. And that's what I want to see. I'm tired of winning for 1 or 2 years and 3 years. I want to see a long time living. You know, 79 has been a long time. That's the last World Series that I've seen, and you guys
again,
have seen.
But again, they have a pitching staff that's going to be in place for the next 4 years. So,
well, I get Paul, but he's only been here for 3 months. Like,
who?
Hanging Chad wanted to go off the thing saying we're generational talent. He's been here for 3 months. Let me ask you this, Paul.
Who's that? Beginning who has been here 3 months?
Skeens.
Skeens. Okay. Let me ask you this. Beginning of the year, how many of you guys knew that Jones was going to make the opening day roster? He was a prospect last year.
But guess
year
what?
They thought wasn't ready.
That doesn't
this
matter.
But part of their development,
you're missing the point.
They have to analyze that. They should know. They saw. They see him. They should know what they have in him. If they didn't, it doesn't matter what we do. It's matter what they do. And they should have known that he was going to be decent.
And I agree
decent.
With that. But everybody develops differently. You know, and like everybody, the big names out there now, and I love them both. I'd love to see them both come here, is Rooker and Blende. Okay, they were both number one picks with other teams. If some players take longer to develop, like Davis. Everybody wants to give up on Davis right now. You can't give up on a guy like that yet. You have to let – he may never develop, and I get that. But let's give
him
a chance.
Again, here's what I'm going to say, okay? Here's what I'm going to say, Bob. That guy missed my point completely about the pitching staff. The pitching staff is in place for at least the next 4 years if the Pirates want it to be.
Yes, and there are two more on the way that could make it a really good staff.
But as is O'Neill Cruz. Am I wrong about that?
No, he's
Reynolds
here.
Is around for the next 3 years.
Yep, all of them.
Okay. So this idea that if you give away a prospect or two or a couple of prospects, and even if you bring in a rental player, that somehow the Pirates are, you know, not going to have a chance to win for the day. They'll be good for a year or two, and then they'll be there. Guess what? You've got a four-year window, which means all 4 years you should be really aggressive at the deadline or even in the offseason to make the team better. And it's, you know, well, but you got to be patient, and well, you know, we want guys that we have 3 or 4 years of control. Okay, that's wonderful. It's also fantasy land for the most part, because those guys are going to cost you the kind of prospects you're not willing to give up. But if you can throw away a couple of, you know, top 20 prospects who are, you know, from ranked number 11 to 20 in your system or whatever the hell, you know, that whole nonsense. If you can give away a couple of those guys and bring somebody here that's going to help you get better this year, that's what you should be looking to do. And we'll worry about next year. And guess what? As I pointed out, over the next 2 years, you basically have your entire team intact if you want it, the key players. So I'm so tired of this argument that, well, you don't want to mortgage the future. You don't want to throw it away. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. All I know is, you know, I use the Penguins and the Steelers as examples. You know what they do? Play to win this year. Even in rebuilding years, they play to win this year. And they'll worry about next year.
That's how it should be every year.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.